Welcome to the John Lithia News Daily Update Podcast for May 17th, 2024. I am your host, John Lithia. This podcast is brought to you by John Lithia News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Trading Technologies, or TT, celebrated its 30th anniversary yesterday, marking three decades pioneering advancements in electronic futures trading. Founded in 1994, TT initially revolutionized the industry with its X-Trader platform, which became the standard for global trading operations, including nearly all major banks. TT CEO Keith Todd sent a message to the staff of TT yesterday, which we have a link for in today's newsletter, and it was posted to LinkedIn. I have summarized it below. A decade ago, TT further advanced the market by launching its TT platform, embracing SaaS and cloud technologies. Despite initial skepticism, the company now processes billions of transactions annually through its platform. Currently, TT is evolving into a multi-asset platform designed to manage the full trade life cycle through a combination of organic growth and strategic acquisitions. The company is close to achieving this goal. As TT celebrates this milestone, the company reflects on its journey from its early days of overcoming obstacles to becoming a global technology innovator in the financial markets. CEO Keith Todd expressed gratitude to employees for their contributions and emphasized the company's continued commitment to innovation. Quote, "Let's take a moment to pause and celebrate these achievements today as we cross into the next decade," unquote, Todd said. Quote, "Congratulations and happy anniversary, TT." Today, JLN published part two of our Open Outcry Traders History Project interview with veteran trader George Hanley, whose family roots at the Chicago Board of Trade go back more than a century. We have also republished part one. Additionally, we have an exclusive interview with the new CEO of the Greenwood Project, Queasy Smith. In part two of Hanley's video, he tells the story of moving to the soybean options pit when it opened on Halloween in 1984, and after learning options from learning option trading from some former SIBO traders, quickly becoming the largest trader in the pit. He actually became too big and repeatedly exceeded the position limits, and he was called before an exchange committee as a result. After his ninth time in front of the committee for violating position limits, which Hanley thinks is still an exchange record, committee chair John J. Ruth told him if he saw him in front of the committee again, he would be suspended for 6 months. That was a big problem for a trader with the positions that ran out 15 months. In order to solve his issues, Hanley realized he needed to clone himself and scale his trading. This was the beginning of the Hanley Group, which became the largest agricultural options trading firm in the world for about 10 to 15 years, Hanley said. Another amazing thing about Hanley's story is that he was an innovator, moving from city to city, exchange to exchange, and trading pit to trading pit as new markets opened and needed liquidity providers. He was there at the beginning of many markets in the late 70s and early 1980s, including CDs, T-bills, Eurodollars, bonds, rice in New Orleans, and soybean options. His firm, the Hanley Group, also created another company, Blink Trading, that created the first electronic cross-exchange spread engine. He would sell Blink Trading to Getco 4 years later after founding the company in a deal for $2.5 million and make one of the biggest investing mistakes of his career when he took cash rather than stock in Getco. As I interviewed Hanley and learned more about his story, it sounded like a story that belonged in the FIA Hall of Fame. Maybe next year I will nominate George. Join Wilmer Hale for a webinar titled CFTC 101, the most important agency you've never heard of, on June 4th, 2024. Special counsels Matthew Belville and Megan O'Flynn, senior counsel Tanya Naver Stern, senior associate Alexandria Rahill, and associate Anya Dow will provide an overview of the Commodity Exchange Act and CFTC regulation, moderated by Matthew Culkin, partner and chair of the Futures and Derivatives Practice. The panel will discuss the history and creation of the CFTC, CFTC rules, derivatives, and market structure. Hot topics such as digital assets and AI will also be covered. This webinar is geared towards in-house legal, compliance, and regulatory affairs professional at financial institutions, market participants, and end users. Participants can contribute questions online, and CLE credit will be provided. Today's Financial Times special report titled Asia Pacific Innovative Lawyers highlights how generative AI and global tensions are shaping the legal landscape in the Asia Pacific region. Lawyers are adapting to political and economic uncertainties, climate change, and increased workloads while implementing AI with necessary safeguards. Heightened geopolitical tensions are influencing law firm priorities, with conflict-driven risks becoming more prominent. The report celebrates winners of the Asia Pacific Innovative Lawyers Awards, recognizing advancements in digital tools, deal making, and overall innovation. Japanese firms are increasingly sought for policy advice on AI, trade, and cryptocurrency, and the sector is bracing for potential unsolicited takeovers. Lawyers are also advising clients on ESG issues as Southeast Asian nations seek to decarbonize. In-house legal teams are testing AI technologies, and standout practitioners are challenging traditional ideas with unique approaches. Law firm leaders are fostering innovation among young lawyers while reassessing staff welfare policies to address burnout. Australian firms are promoting skill development through competitive training programs. We missed a story back from April 27th in the New York Times that should have been in our wellness section that I expect would be a top story. The title of the story is Five Exercises for a Better Sex Life, and the subheadline is Any Physical Activity Can Improve Your Sexual Health. But a few exercises are especially beneficial. The New York Times has a story about building strength titled, If You Want to Get Stronger, Routine is the Enemy, with the subheadline, To Get the Most Out of Your Strength Training, Try Progressive Overload. I am not sure how these two stories are related, but it could be an interesting discussion over a glass of wine. The Global Critical Minerals Outlook 2024 from the International Energy Agency, IEA, is now available on the IEA website. The report found that sharp declines in critical mineral prices masks risks of future supply strains as energy transitions advance. Although prices for key minerals used in clean energy technologies dropped in 2023, the new IEA analysis shows need for greater and more diversified investment to support efforts to reach energy and climate goals. The interactive website examines the outlook for copper, lithium, nickel, cobalt, graphite, and rare earth elements through targeted click-throughs. It includes a data explorer for global demand projections of 37 critical minerals essential for clean energy transitions, covering three main IEA scenarios and 11 technology-specific cases. View the tools and download the report with a link in today's newsletter. in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were: SIBO's Adam Anzarillo talks about SIBO's data offerings and growth at FIA Boca from John Lothian News. GameStop and AMC extend slump as meme-fueled rally unravels from Bloomberg. And GameStop and AMC shares were halted 38 times on Tuesday. This expert has been arguing for a decade that halts don't work from MarketWatch. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the video I mentioned earlier. Veteran trader George Hanley shares family legacy in trading at CBOT in Open Outcry Traders History interview. Open Outcry Traders History Project interview. In an interview for the Open Outcry Traders History Project, veteran trader George Hanley recounted the rich history of his family's involvement with the Chicago Board of Trade, CBOT. The interview, part one of three parts conducted by John Lothian News for the MarketsWiki Education video series, explored the Hanley family's deep-rooted connections to the trading world dating back to the early 20th century. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Then here's part two. George Hanley reflects on trading career in second interview segment of Open Outcry Traders History Project interview. In the second part of the Open Outcry Traders History Project interview with veteran trader George Hanley for the MarketsWiki Education series, Hanley shares insights into his dynamic trading journey. And watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's the other video I mentioned. Greenwood Project CEO aims to grow minority talent pipeline for finance. Smith, who has two decades of experience as a research analyst and investor, took over leadership of the Chicago-based organization in 2023. He aims to transform the Greenwood Project into the premier talent pipeline for Black and Latino students nationwide seeking high trajectory finance careers, Smith told John Lothian News in a recent video interview. And then here's another story. This is and then here's the event. Here's another event from Wilmer Hale. Futures and derivatives alert. Divided CFTC releases gaming event contract rule proposal. Matthew Culkin, Megan Flynn, and Ayanna Dow. On May 10th, 2024, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC's, proposed amendments to the CFTC Regulation 40.11 to further define quote-unquote gaming contracts considered quote-unquote contrary to the public interest under the Commodity Exchange Act, the proposed rule. This is the latest development in the Commission's longstanding effort to address event contracts that are based on political and economic indicators and other event contracts considered quote-unquote gaming. The proposed rule, if adopted, will limit the types of event contracts that can be listed for trading on CFTC-registered trading platforms. Depending on its implementation timeline, the proposed rule would also negatively impact the permissibility of certain currently outstanding event contracts with open interest, forcing them to be wound down and open interest to be liquidated. Finally, and importantly, the proposed rule would allow the commission to establish a categorical ban on certain types of contracts in one fell swoop that would otherwise be evaluated by the commission on a contract-by-contract basis. My comment. This is an issue that is not going to go away. You can make odds on it. Here's another story, this one from the New York Post. Google's AI-powered search engine could be, quote-unquote, catastrophic for news publishers, critics warn. Google's controversial move to introduce AI-generated summaries to its search engine could cause catastrophic damage to cash-strapped publishers and content creators who rely on the traffic to generate crucial revenue, prominent advocates have warned. The AI Overviews feature, unveiled at Google's annual I.O. conference earlier this week, will automatically generate answers to complex queries such as how to fix my toilet, with search results effectively demoting links to other websites. My comment, it's been nice knowing you folks. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was MIT students stole $25 million in seconds by exploiting ETH blockchain bug, DOJ says, from ARS Technica. Second was report Europe's climate leaders from the Financial Times. And third was EU faces pressure on Green Deal as elections loom, also from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, wildfires rage in Canada's oil hub. Blazes put more than 2 million barrels a day of supply at risk amid geopolitical tensions in Middle East and Russia. Wildfires are again burning forests in Canada's oil sands region, with blazes on the outskirts of its main city putting petroleum production at risk. Nearly 20,000 hectares, or 49,000 acres, were classified as out of control by Alberta wildfire on Thursday, burning several kilometers from the oil sands capital of Fort McMurray. The fires are in a region of Alberta province where energy companies mine thick bitumen deposits to be upgraded into synthetic crude oil. The growth of the oil sands industry has enabled Canada to become the world's fourth largest oil producer, producing 6% of global oil supply. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, investors are striking gold all over. Investors have rarely had it this good, with prices of everything from homes to stocks and cryptocurrencies soaring. Investors are striking gold in most every market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed the 40,000 mark for the first time Thursday, amid almost a picture-perfect investing environment featuring resilient corporate profits. Most everything is going up. Established Dow stocks, faster-growing tech shares, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and even gold and other precious metals. Risk-averse investors have a bounty of options too, including certificates of deposits offering yields of about 5%, rising junk bonds and other fixed-income investments, adding to the glow. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, buying back some treasury market liquidity, a handy bit of sleight of hand. Earlier this month, the Federal Reserve decided to scale back its quantitative tightening program. At the same time, the U.S. Treasury quietly announced that it would buy back bonds for the first time since 2002. Both are a great relief. After all, concerns about Treasury market liquidity and the possibility of a liquidity-related market upset have been running high for some time and kept mounting as government debt issuance soars. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast amongst your friends, and we would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily John Lothian Newsletter email yet, you can do so at you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. Thank you.